asked an astonished Abby. Should I speak more slowly? Diane took a deep breath. G-E-T-O-U-T. Fine, we'll settle this tomorrow in class with Jack. Abby gathered her schoolbooks and slammed the door dramatically when she left. On Thursday afternoon, the girls walked into psychology class without even acknowledging each other's presence. It was obvious, even to a casual observer, that something was wrong. Mrs. Walker wondered what was going on, especially when she noticed Matthew and Mike give each other the thumbs-up signal and smile. Just then, another teacher knocked on the door. With Mrs. Walker busy talking to her colleague, the girls had their chance to close in on Jack. Abby and Diane stood in front of Jack's desk, each trying to block the other's view of him. Abby started, using a phony, sweet voice, saying, "Jack, dear, will you please tell Diane that we are going to the concert on Friday night?" Jack opened his mouth to speak, but Diane interrupted with, "Jack, honey, will you please tell her?" She glanced at her former best friend, not even wanting to say her name aloud. "Tell her that we are going to the movies together on Friday night." Jack sighed and began apprehensively, "I'm sorry, ladies. I'm not going anywhere with either of you. It was a test." Diane was turning red. "I'll give you a test, you creep. I wonder how well you can breathe with my fist permanently attached to your face."